This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me on the phone from Fort Smith is Michael Tilley, the editor and publisher of thecitywire.com that covers news, business, politics, and much more for the entire region. And a happy Friday to you.
Happy Friday. It's almost an oxymoron, isn't it? Happy Friday.
Or the opposite of an oxymoron.
I mean, oxymoron.
Repetitive.
I meant redundant.
Yes.
Redundant.
Happy Monday.
From the Department of Redundancy Department, we have Happy Friday.
That's right. Well, speaking of happy, a new survey, a new poll shows that the workers in Fort Smith are among the happiest in the country.
Yeah, and but in Northwest Arkansas, they didn't rank. When this was brought to my attention, I just thought, well, that doesn't make sense. It just doesn't, you know, it doesn't pass the really test. But it's a Gallup poll. I mean, USA Today and Gallup, it's not just some, you know, something somebody threw together, but it showed that, essentially showed that workers are happy. And from what we can tell, we've talked to some HR folks, it's just that this comes from the workplace, having a good workplace, having good management. And one of our first thoughts was, well, maybe, you know, in Northwest Arkansas, as dynamic and as hot as that economy is, you know, you do have some of these large corporations, and there can be a lot of pressure. Those situations can be pressure cookers for some folks. So,
What I thought was interesting of the HR, the human resources people that you talked to, so many of them said, you'll hear people say they switch jobs because of money, but it's often because they simply didn't like their superiors.
Yeah, they couldn't. They couldn't take the either the superiors or the pace of the work. And so, I mean, that was interesting. And we had the one HR, I think Mr. Harris, man, he works for Boast here in Fort Smith. And he talked about, you know, the leadership. You know, if you've ever worked for a real leader, you'll always remember that person no matter how many jobs you take. And, you know, you'll often try to find that leader in the next jobs you take. So, but overall, I mean, it was a pleasant surprise to know that, you know, at least folks, the economy may not be red hot in Fort Smith, but at least workers are happy.
I imagine many of our listeners who do not live close to Fort Smith may have never even thought of the words Port of Fort Smith. But, of course, the Arkansas River goes right by, and the Port of Fort Smith is in a little bit better shape with its infrastructure now because of some new railings.
Yes, much better shape. And, yeah, you're correct. You know, it is, an inland port on the inland waterway. And there's also, of course, a port of Van Buren and Five Rivers Distribution. They manage both of these, the port of Fort Smith and port of Van Buren. And in this most recent fiscal year, Arkansas fiscal year, Senator Jake Files from Fort Smith, Senator Bruce Holland, Representative McGill from Fort Smith, Representative Malone from Fort Smith, they were able to direct some money toward improving the rail tracks in the Fort Smith area, and that opens up a whole new mode of transportation. Previously, you know, when the steel or raw commodities or whatever come in to the port, either from the river or come in to the port to go on the river, it was by truck only, and that's not often the most convenient way. And if you're just limited by truck, you know, you're limited by the clients and that kind of thing. So Five Rivers has been leasing the port of Fort Smith for a while. They've put a lot of money into it, put a lot of effort into it. Previously, the port of Fort Smith was almost an afterthought. So it's nice to see, you know, this, I think, close to $100,000 grant from the state, maybe $85,000, I think it was, come in here and replace these tracks. Some of these were 43 years old, and they couldn't load the rail cars very much, or sometimes they couldn't even use them. So it's definitely a step up for the port of Fort Smith.
Well, and there are people who have much bigger plans for the port of Fort Smith.
Right. I mean, you know, yes, and Marty Schell, who's with Five Rivers, talked about, you know, we get the rail, we get this, and we're seeing trends improve on the river. You know, could be more warehouse, more docks built there. You know, one of the things that though we'll need for that port and Port of Van Buren to become even more active is for the manufacturing community in the region to grow. It's And that, you know, the based on employment numbers, the manufacturing is still struggling to grow in the Fort Smith area.
And finally, Walmart has released its first global compliance report. It's a report that shows the retailer has spent some money on legal fees associated with this investigation into foreign corruption.
Well, yeah, some money, $439 million and counting. They could spend another $100 to $200 million in the next couple of years. But, yeah, this is – we've kind of been waiting for this. This is part of what Walmart is required to do, put out a compliance report each year. And I say Walmart has to do – their audit committee, the Walmart Board of Directors, has required them to do this. So it's not an outside group. But, you know, they're under investigation for potential – allegations of bribery and corruption in Mexico, India, Brazil, and China. And, you know, Walmart is, you know, I know some people hate them, some people love them, but from a journalist standpoint, you know, it's interesting to see that Walmart is taking this serious and spending the money on this. Part of that money includes bringing in, I think, 10 to 12 compliance officers to make sure that, you know, the laws in the different nations are followed and this doesn't happen again. So, but this is not over, Kyle. There could still be some charges at some point, and some former or even current Walmart execs may face some legal jeopardy over this.
And $439 million, I know for me sometimes it gets hard to keep track of what is big money for the world's largest retailer. But $439 million with up to 100, 200 more in the next couple of years, that is a lot of money, right?
Yeah, it's a lot. It's a lot of money even for Walmart. You know, and keep in mind, Walmart makes $15, $16 billion a year in net income. But, you know, but that's still, you know, you're close to $500 million. So that'll add up. I mean, those are, that's money that can't go to shareholder dividends. That's money that, you know, can't be put in back to technology acquisitions and those kind of things. So even for Walmart, that's real money. But hopefully if they get a compliance system in place and take the right measures, then they won't face this type of legal jeopardy in the future. And if that's the case, that'll be money well spent.
Finally, I know you, like me, a sports fan. The Arkansas Razorback football team has its annual red-white game, which is not even really a game. Is this the sort of thing you follow and will pay attention to?
Well, we do, you know, through our Tusk to Tail crew, these guys that have been following the Razorbacks for more than 10 years, they traveled like 9,500 miles last year to keep up with the Razorbacks. The Tusk to Tail crew may attend. I know last year they wrote a kind of a tongue-in-cheek write-up on it, but I'm not sure they're going to do that this year. But I can tell you folks are, after the absolutely dismal year last year, people are watching close. I know this year we'd like to at least win one SEC game.
Well, I was going to tell you we'll win Saturday. How's that?
Yeah, okay.
Okay. Michael Tilley.
And the bye week.
And the bye week, right. Michael Tilley is the editor and publisher of thecitywire.com that covers business, politics, sports, and so much more for the region. Michael, thank you so much.
You are welcome, Kyle.